ion and plasma engines. Unlike chemical rockets, ion engines do not produce the sudden dramatic blast of superhot gases that propel conventional rockets. In fact, their thrust is often measured in ounces. Placed on a tabletop on Earth, they are too feeble to move. But what they lack in thrust, they more than make up for in duration, because they can operate for years in the vacuum of outer space. A typical ion engine looks like the inside of a TV tube. A hot filament is heated by an electric current, which creates a beam of ionized atoms, such as xenon, that is shot out the end of the rocket. Instead of riding on a blast of hot explosive gas, ion engines ride on a thin but steady flow of ions. NASA's NSTAR ion thruster was tested in outer space aboard the successful Deep Space One probe, launched in 1998. The ion engine fired for a total of 678 days, setting a new record for ion engines. The European Space Agency has also tested an ion engine on its Smart One probe. The Japanese Hayabusa space probe, which flew past an asteroid, was powered by 4 xenon ion engines. Although unglamorous, the ion engine will be able to make long-haul missions that are not urgent between the planets. In fact, ion engines may one day become the workhorse for interplanetary transport. A more powerful version of the ion engine is the plasma engine. For example, the Vasimir Variable Specific Impulse Magnetoplasma Rocket, which uses a powerful jet of plasma to propel it through space. Designed by astronaut engineer Franklin Chang Diaz, it uses radio waves and magnetic fields to heat hydrogen gas to 1,000,000 degrees centigrade. The super-hot plasma is then ejected out the end of the rocket, yielding significant thrust. Prototypes of the engine have already been built on Earth, although none has ever been sent into space. Some engineers hope the plasma engine can be used to power a mission to Mars, significantly reducing the travel time to Mars down to a few months. Some designs use solar power to energize a plasma in the engine. Other designs use nuclear fission, which raises safety concerns since it involves putting large amounts of nuclear materials into space on ships that are susceptible to accident. Neither the ion nor the plasma Vasimir engine, however, has enough power to take us to the stars. For that, we need an entirely new set of propulsion designs. One serious drawback to designing a starship is the staggering amount of fuel necessary to make a trip to even the nearest star, and the long span of time before the ship reaches its distant destination.